All right. Next is agenda 9. I want to thank everybody for your input and your discussion. It was very good input, and it was very good discussion. Report discussion on McLennan, Bell, and Williamson County sub-regional water demand meetings. You heard Tony mention a little bit about these meetings earlier. They were a good, we had good turnout at all three. It was good, I think, for these meetings. It did hopefully start the process with those water providers in those counties. For McLennan, we had McLennan County first, and Wiley, would you just kind of give us a little update since you were there?
Well, it was a good turnout, and I really appreciate Chairman Wilson being here and welcoming what was a great turnout. And Tony's explanation of the planning process and some of the details was really critical to the group here in McLennan County, because as most of y'all know, Judge Felton several years ago started a kind of a McLennan County water planning group and tried to get everybody to work together about treatment capacity and supply and the infrastructure to deliver water, because we have to all work together to make that work. So it was really timely to hear Tony describe the process, and I think everybody realized how important it was for them to be engaged in the process. So it was a really good meeting, and I appreciate BRA letting us use this room for the meeting, and appreciate the opportunity to make some comments. Thank you, Chairman Wilson.
Next one, thank you, Wiley, appreciate that. There were six Brazos G members present at the one in here in McLennan County. Williamson County, Jim or Gary, who got the short straw?
Gary gave me the short straw on this one. Williamson County had a good meeting. Tony made his presentation, as he did with all, I made more than one. I think we had, three board members? Four board members were present. The municipalities primarily were there in that particular meeting to listen to the presentation. Not a whole lot of discussion other than verifying that we had good population projections as we went forward. And of course, as we go through that, in Williamson County specifically, with the accelerated growth that they've seen during the last planning cycle, and it being towards the end of the decade with the census information, that led to some challenges relative to getting a lot of those numbers accurate, and whether they were in municipal or non-municipal, and how did that all balance out. I think Tony presented that we're doing that under the WUG process in this cycle, which will be a whole lot easier to understand and get more accurate data, and the fact that we've got more current census information to run that against, and I feel like we'll have a lot better numbers, and kind of people walked away from that these population projections are very critical to the input as we come forward through the cycle. So wasn't a lot of discussion, but the interested parties were primarily there. There were a few missing parties that I would have hoped would have been there in the county, but we'll be reaching out to them and touching them. It was a very good meeting.
Okay, great. And then we had one in Bell County. We had another good turnout. I've asked Judge Blackburn to give us an update on that one.
Thanks, sir. Echo the comments that have been made. Pretty good turnout, although honestly I was a little disappointed. I think we had, I can't remember the number, 36 or something water user groups in Bell County. I think we had about half that number maybe or so turnout at the meeting, which again, I guess is not bad these days, but still a little bit disappointing from my standpoint. But happy that they showed up. We did have a WCID number one representative there, which is a large user. There was a Fort Hood representative there too, also. I was very pleased to see that. And then several of the smaller, and City of Temple, I think he's already left, but the assistant city manager for Temple was here earlier. Temple showed up. I think Colleen was, I don't know if they were there or not. They buy their water from WCAD-NMR. But at any rate, overall, not bad. I appreciate Tony and the presentation and all the work that went into that. I thought it was good, well laid out and good information. We did have six board members there. So appreciate that presence also. And one of the things that surprised me at that meeting, I asked how many had been through this planning process before. And I think there was like two hands that went up, which really demonstrated or illustrated visually for me that organizations have turned over. And there's new faces that have not been through any of this process before. And I don't know how many of the ones that weren't there are also new faces, but that spoke volumes to me about the process really needing to be, we really need to be engaged in the process this time. And again, Tony and his team had indicated they were going to do follow-ups and reach-outs and do some phone calls and face-to-face meetings and all those kinds of things, which I think is even more important given the fact that it's basically a whole new group of people at the helm now with these water user groups, at least in Bell County. So that was a big takeaway for me, that we got new faces around the table. But again, good meeting overall, and I thank Tony and all of y'all for being there. Thanks.
That was a very good question. I wish I'd have thought of it myself to ask it all of them. That was a good question to ask. Anybody else have any questions for them, or anybody that was there that attended any, have anything they want to add? If not,